Newstalk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, if you have not looked at the website for Otter Creek Farm, you need to. In fact, I would encourage you to go out there. I just had somebody contact me today saying, hey, can you introduce me to the folks at Otter Creek? They've heard about it. They've heard me talk about it, and they want to go out there and check it out. So we're working out that opportunity for them to go see it because they may have a corporate retreat out there. I'm just saying, folks, Otter Creek Farm is a place where you need to consider your events, or if you like wing shooting, like hunting pheasant and quail, that's one of the premier destinations in the Southeast United States. It is an amazing place with great facilities, great chefs on staff, and they will take care of you out there. Let me just tell you, Otter Creek Farm, you can find their website at ottercreekfarmstead.com. ottercreekfarmstead.com is the website. Featured in Garden and Gun magazine. Donald Trump Jr. himself came and stayed there not long ago and hunted. I'm just saying, you need to check it out because it's right here in North Alabama. Otter Creek Farm. Their website is ottercreekfarmstead.com. All right, wrapping up this segment right now on the military mandates. So final things that I'll say is there are some stats out there. There's also a sort of a troubling lack of information related to how the DOD is going to review those stats or prepare themselves for it. I mean, right now, I'm looking right now, I've got two stories, both from U.S. News, both of them dated December 16th. Both of them appear to almost have conflicting information. One of them is titled, "The Department of Defense says the effect of a vaccine-related troop discharges is not yet known." All right, this is just 2 weeks ago. The other one says, "Army and Marines release the most troubling stats yet on vaccine refusals." Okay. We have no idea yet. So first of all, I will say this. John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, said in the article from U.S. News that I referenced first, he says, "I just don't think we're at a point now where we can draw a line and say, okay, this is exactly what impact the separations are having on the force." What a cop-out when the next article on the same date from the same publication lists the stats. All right. It goes on to say the Department of Defense acknowledged on that particular day that it does not fully understand the potential damage caused by forcing out service members for refusing its coronavirus vaccine mandate. John Kirby said, "We hope still that with the time remaining that they will go ahead and get the shots and, quote, do the right thing." Do the right thing. Don't you know it's the right? Just get the shot. It's just a shot. Get the shot. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Come on. All right, so, optimistic assessment from defense officials that says even though tens of thousands at least from across the active duty reserve and National Guard forces could still face forced discharges if they continue to refuse to abide by the deadlines. Senator Jim Inhofe wrote a letter to Secretary Lloyd Austin in October saying, "I believe we should suspend the vaccine mandate until the DOD can answer basic questions about the impact the mandate will have on the total force." He never got a response. So here's the other article as I wrap this up. The other article clearly states that right now 6,200 active duty soldiers still have requests pending for exemption. Almost 3,900 of those have refused the or 3,900 more have refused the vaccine without any pending or approved exemption. The Marine Corps is saying right now it's already discharged 103 in a pool of as many as 10,000 that remain unvaccinated in the Marine Corps. All right. The Army says that it has relieved six active duty commanders, two of which were battalion commanders, and issued 2,700 general officer written reprimands. That's a career killer. It's a slip of paper in your, it's called a GOMAR, a general officer memorandum of reprimand. You don't want a GOMAR in your file. That's a bad thing. In a release on Thursday, the Army said, they're initiating involuntary separations. All right, involuntary. Involuntary separations means, I think that means that could help avoid your retirement too because you were involuntarily separated. Oh, man. If you're within 18 years, I mean. And it says that literally right now we are looking at constant streams of requests from religious exemptions that are not being granted. And even cadets in ROTC are being told they have to get the vaccination before they graduate or they'll be put on leave of absence status. I'm just telling you, folks, they're screwing with readiness. Don't tell me they're not. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back after this. Newstalk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, I tell you what, Copper, I'm going to call an audible. I'm going to sort of swap out my triple dipper. I'm going to number 3 instead of number 2. What do you think of that? Can you go with it? I'm just going to do it.
Yes.
Okay. If you approve, then I'm going forward. All right. The reality is I've got my triple dipper. Number 2 I was going to do is teaching from the ivory tower, but I think in the essence of time, I'm going to go ahead and start talking about number 3 on the triple dipper. I'm calling that one, Who's in the Running? Who's in the Running? And we're going to cover down on that here for a few minutes. Before I do that, let me tell you, though, real quickly, if you want to advertise here on Right Side Radio, you hear our team members advertise all the time. Some of those are advertising through the station. But if you want to truly advertise with Right Side, you've got to contact Right Side. So go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and all you got to do is go to the contact points on the website. You'll contact either Bobby or Ed. They will square you away or send us an email. You can send an email through the website. We'll get it. We'll contact you. That's the way we got hold of one of our newest team members who's about to be coming on board here in the next couple of days once we finalize the details of his ad is Vandy's HVAC service, heating and air conditioning service. So, yeah, that's very, very cool. Love that. That's the way we found Just Love Coffee. There's others that have joined the team ranks. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, you can do that, just like ZLA Solutions. I mean, ZLA Solutions is literally one of the premier organizations in the state getting people back to work. If you're looking for a job, all you got to do is go to ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over the state. It's so cool. I mean, good paying jobs, a lot of them with benefits. But if you are an employer and you need to find employees to fill out your workforce, all right, ZLAUSA.com. You go check them out. I know the folks at ZLA personally. They are squared away and they are getting this thing done left and right. They had one of their best months ever last month, actually. All of this to say, ZLA Solutions is your source for finding employees. I'm just telling you. And you can tell them Phil Williams said so. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Well, I'm going to move into the next section of the Triple Dipper. Before I do that, though, I see I've got a caller on line 5 about the last segment we just did with Biden and the National Guard and all that. So let me just do that. I'll grab Shelby from Hazel Green on line 5. Hey, Shelby, Phil Williams, how are you today?
To ask him?
Shelby, you're on the air with me right now. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I have a question, and I'm a veteran, but if they want to call up all these National Guard people to work in hospitals and all that other stuff, isn't that taken away from like their regular jobs, and most of them work and hospitals and everything else. Is that not right?
I would think so. If they're a nurse or a doctor, I mean, if they're a medic, maybe not, or if they're an orderly, maybe not. But the reality is, yeah, I would think if they're, you know, highly specialized, like a doctor or a physical therapist or a nurse or something like that, I would think they're going to wind up.
How do people not see this and go, well, if they're going to call up the National Guard and they're going to take nurses and RNs and all this stuff away from hospitals and doctor's offices to work,
I agree,
for the federal government that, you know, they're trying to, and it's not just here in Alabama, but like in other states.
Yeah, you're right, they're Shelby. What he's doing, really, he's robbing Peter to pay Paul. He's taking people and leaving gaps where they were to go fill gaps that he created. That's what he's doing.
Well, it's, you know, the libs don't care. They're just looking at the final number, I guess. I don't know.
Well, right now they've dug themselves a hole and they have no idea how to fill it in. So they're actually digging more holes
exactly
than what it boils down to. That's exactly what it boils down to. Hey, Shelby, I appreciate the call, man. And also, thanks for your service as a veteran. We appreciate that very much. Shelby from Hazel Green, thanks for calling. Yeah. All right, he's gone. Okay. Hey, listen, folks, let me jump on this next round for the Triple Dipper. All right, I'm calling this one, who's in the running? Who's in the running? So right now, we got some major races in the state of Alabama. And there's a whole lot going to be on the ballot come up. The primaries are going to be in May. The general election is going to be in the fall, in November. And folks, I'm just telling you, this is the month when you're going to see who's really running, because this is the month when they've opened qualifying. Now, the Democrat Party, I'm not sure if they're doing qualifying the same way. I know the Republican Party opened up qualifying this month. And literally, folks who are running for office in any capacity, if they're running at the local level, like for, you know, county commission or school board, local school board, or, you know, something like that, they have to qualify with their local chapter of the party. If they are running a statewide race or a legislative race, among others, state school board, that kind of thing, then they have to go and qualify with a state party headquarters, and which is what I had to do as a state senator. So this is the month. I think qualifying closes, I believe it opened today, and it closes on January 28th. So you're going to start seeing the names cropping up that you didn't expect. Well, breaking news right now. So we got, by the way, let me just, I'll tell you what, I'll get to the breaking news in a moment. But here's the deal. You got to know who's in the running. And don't, you know, I would encourage you, in a primary, you don't have the luxury of voting straight party, all right? In a primary, you're picking which one you want to represent you for your particular party or as an independent. So what I'm saying is this. Get to know the candidates, what they stand for, who they are. Look at their background. Figure them out. Look at the polls. Are they viable? Do they have any idea what they're talking about? Have they got any political experience? Sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's not. Do they have any kind of life experience in general that you think qualifies them to make crisis decisions or to be wise? Have they ever shown themselves to be, you know, a wing ding, or are they solid? Well, folks, you got to look at this stuff, and you know, we all do. And I'm just saying, we got some candidates dropping in and dropping out even as of today. All right, so one of the biggest races in the state right now is for the U.S. Senate. All y'all remember, Richard Shelby has decided to retire after 1,000 years in office. And he is retiring, and right now that field has narrowed slightly today. I say narrowed, that's right. Because, okay, here's the candidacies. We did have Linda Blanchard. She dropped out, what, about 2 weeks ago, announced that she is running for governor now. We have Mo Brooks, Congressman Mo Brooks, who is from right here in the listening area. He's been serving in Congressional District 5, one of the more conservative members of Congress, endorsed by President Trump. We have Katie Britt, who used to be Richard Shelby's chief of staff. She has most recently been the head of the Business Council of Alabama. She has sort of what some would consider to be the more establishment support, but she is running a great campaign right now, and her polling numbers have been coming steadily up, whereas Mo Brooks's have been coming somewhat down and stabilizing. The race right now is very close between those two, according to most recent polls. And then we have our own Mike Durant from this listening area. Mike Durant had a career in the military, a very decorated career. He was one of the pilots shot down in the infamous Battle of Mogadishu that we refer to as Black Hawk Down. After the military, by the way, after getting shot down and suffering injuries and being a POW for a period of time, he stayed in the military for a good period of time afterwards. I think he retired as a CW4, if I'm not mistaken, Chief Warrant Officer 4. Got out of the military, came to Huntsville, Alabama, started a very successful company called Pinnacle Solutions, over 600 employees, and knows what it means to run an organization, and he's had a credible military career. Okay, that's enough about that. All said and done, there's Mike Durant. And then you had Jessica Taylor. Jessica Taylor was on the show early on when the show started. Jessica Taylor has been running way back in the polls. She's a candidate who, you know, has some moxie, I guess, but she never could gain the traction to become what I would call a top-tier candidate. Mike Durant came in, by the way. Mike Durant came in the race and immediately almost got 16% of the polling. That's significant, I'll be honest with you. In a 16-point jump in about 30 to 45 days, that's pretty significant. So then today, breaking news. We got stories right now up on 1819 News as well as on Yellowhammer. I have not seen it hit AL.com yet. I guess they're a little slower to move. But those two news sources, 1819news.com and Yellowhammer, both got the story that today at lunch, while speaking at the Ledges in Huntsville, right here in the listening area, Senate candidate Jessica Taylor chose to drop out of the race and announced that she was endorsing Mike Durant. Hey, so what does that mean? Well, let's look at this. Mike Durant came out of nowhere, and he got 16% in the most recent poll. Wow. Suddenly, you saw Linda Blanchard. Mike was at 12%, last I recall. Linda Blanchard got out. Obviously, those who were supporting Linda Blanchard were not for Mo Brooks, and they were not for Katie Britt. And when Linda Blanchard got out, suddenly Mike Durant saw a 4% bump, and he went from 12 to 16%. Today, Jessica Taylor got out. Jessica Taylor also polled at 4%. Mike is at 16.6% right now in the most recent poll. If he gets the 4% that Jessica Taylor had, he is suddenly at the 20% mark, and that's going to be interesting because last I recall, there was like a 20% undecided in that race. So, folks, you got breaking news today. Huntsville's Mike Durant maybe coming into the point that the two top-tier candidates are very nervous. And I think Mo Brooks has even said before he'd rather run his race against Katie Britt than to run it against Mike Durant. So I see this as being a race where the momentum appears to be centering on Mike Durant's candidacy, and the two top-tier candidates are almost neck and neck at 31, 32, 33%, depending upon which poll you look at. That's interesting. Well, on top of that, the other one you got to watch is the governor's race. Governor's race is getting a little crowded. Governor's race picked up a new candidate today. Today. I don't know anything about him. I've never met him, never heard of him, to be honest with you. He says the same thing. His name's Lou Burdett. We're going to run to a break right now. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you about Lou Burdett, who announced his candidacy today. And he's got a pretty interesting background. I'm curious to see if he's going to be a viable candidate. I don't know. We'll examine that. And then top of the hour, my friend Todd Stacey with Alabama Daily News, who typically has his finger on the pulse of politics in the state of Alabama. We'll see what he has to say. What are his thoughts on all these races? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. You got to know who's in the running. I'm going to tell you. Be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, you got to know this, etaxbreaks.com, one of our original team members still with us, is changing their name pretty soon, and as soon as that happens, I will change things out for them here. Right now, though, etaxbreaks.com still wants you to know that their favorite gig in the whole world is just finding you money. That's what they do. They just find people money. Etaxbreaks.com, literally 23 years of experience. I know these guys. They get at it. Every single day, they look at people's businesses. They say, okay, how they run their business? Who did they hire? Have they stayed open during the pandemic? Where did they put their business geographically? Yada, yada. All these things and more. They comb through like over 3,000 programs around the nation, and they find out that just what you thought was common sense to run your business, it may actually qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, tax refunds, grants. I mean, it's crazy. And they only get paid if they find you money. Yeah. And they find their clients a ton of money, like over $7 million for their clients in 1 month alone recently. So I'm just saying, check them out. They got a landing page just for our Right Side listeners, etaxbreaks.com/right side. That's etaxbreaks.com/right side. All right, so I'm encouraging you right now to really get out there and know who's in the running. And I'm covering two races that are the most interesting. So in the most recent poll, Kay Ivey was still way ahead, all right, way ahead. And the poll that I'm looking at right here, this one came out early December before, I believe, before Tim James had actually announced his candidacy. And before Linda Blanchard had announced her candidacy. So KIV was at 41% in a poll that was taken by Signal, which is a very reputable polling organization that originated here in Alabama and now works nationally. Signal polled at 41.5% for KIV. Am I reading that right? Yes. And 3.5% for Tim James, who was undeclared at the time. Jim Ziegler, who's not even in the race, 8.8%. Dean Odell at 3.1%. Things have changed. We now have Linda Blanchard officially in this race. I don't know where she comes in the polls yet. We'll find out soon. Tim James is officially in the race. I would suspect he's higher now than he was at 3.5%. Dean Odell had 3% of his own. Now, who are these folks? And by the way, who's Lou Burdett? Did you know that a new guy jumped in the race today? Well, first of all, Dean Odell, with 3.1% during that poll, I'll be honest with you, I think he's going to struggle. I don't know that he's ever going to get above 3 to 5%, unless he suddenly comes into a great deal of money and traction that he currently doesn't have. Nice guy. I've met him. He's got some problems in terms of his candidacy because our own Dale Jackson here at WVNN confronted him on some things, and Dean Odell literally said, and has published papers on it, that he believes the world is flat. He believes the moon landing was fake. And he is, got some very kind of out there beliefs. I mean, I've never heard, I didn't know flat earthers were real, but apparently they are, and he's one of them. I think those kind of things are going to dismantle his credibility, just to be honest. I just think they will. And he can believe it if he wants to. It certainly is right. But people are going to look at that and say, yeah, that doesn't fit probably into the category of who we're looking for to run the entire state. And so I think that's going to be problematic for Dean Odell's campaign. Linda Blanchard comes over from the U.S. Senate race. And today, breaking news, 1819news.com has a story on a guy named Lou Burdett. Burdett, B-U-R-D-E-T-T-E. Lou Burdett, who for the last 19 years has been the president of the King's Home, a Christian charity, I'm sure many of you are familiar with it, designed to serve women and children and families in need. Well, he's been the president of King's Home for 19 years. Prior to that, he had his own Christian retail store with several locations in the state. Before that, he had a 13-year career working with Books A Million as the chief operating officer for the corporate office of Books A Million. He has got a very interesting background. I did not recall this story, but apparently, and he's 62 now, so back when he was 15 years old, living down in Roanoke, down in South Alabama, he was kidnapped while leaving his father's grocery store. These guys threw him in a well. They threw rocks down on him. They shot him in the head and left him for dead in the bottom of that well. And as a kid, as a 15-year-old kid, he managed to climb out of the well and find help. And he says to this day, that experience galvanized his life and gave him tough skin to handle things that he believes have to be handled. And his message is that the people who've been in charge have not been doing much to improve Alabama. He thinks it's time to bring in an outsider like himself. And he says he's going to register as a Republican or qualify as a Republican this week, although he says he's not really keen on party politics. He said he'll qualify as a Republican because they are the more conservative of the two parties, but that he is more of a conservative than he is a Republican. That's his position. All right, well, we'll see what happens with Lou Burdett, who announced his campaign today, and you're hearing about it right now on Right Side Radio. All right, coming up right after this break, my friend Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News is going to be on the air with us to sort of break some of this down, give us his perspective, some color commentary on how this is playing out. Yeah, we'll see what Todd has to say. He's been around politics for a bit here in Alabama, and I'm interested to hear his take on some of these races. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.